Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a fabric presentation from November 2015. Dr. Walter Kampen, Chief Executive of W. Kampen GmbH, presents Functional Fibers for Athleisure.
The athleisure market grows considerably. The properties of athleisure clothing are influenced especially from the properties of the utilized fibers. In functional fibers, in functional sportswear, you find mostly synthetic fibers like polyester, polyamide, polypropylene, and elastane, and sometimes as natural fibers, merino wool. In athleisure clothing, you find nearly all textile fibers. Besides the fashion aspect, are in functional sports and leisure wear terms like breathability, thermoregulation, moisture absorption, moisture transport, drying time, dimensional stability, elasticity, evaporating of sweat, layered clothing, etc. important. Hereinafter, I will explain some properties and terms. Start with breathability. Breathability is the ability of fabric to allow moisture vapor to be transmitted through the material by absorption, diffusion, capillarity, and suction effects like wicking. These are physically and chemically very complex processes. Driving force is the difference in the level of heat and humidity on one side of the material compared to the other side, also known as a differential pressure. The greater the difference between the heat and humidity inside the clothing system and the outside, the greater is the differential pressure to push that heat and humidity out. Natural fibers absorb much more than synthetic fibers. Cotton can absorb approximately 20% and wool 30% water and is still dry to the touch. Polyester can absorb less than 1% humidity and polypropylene 0%. The capillarity of polyester and polypropylene is very high, from cotton low. Outside influencing variables are air temperature, air humidity, wind force, and solar radiation. And that means, as I've told before, these are physically and chemically very, very complex processes. Layered clothing is a term describing a way of dressing using many garments that are worn on top of each other. Layered clothing is particularly relevant in cold climates, where clothing must at the same time transfer moisture, provide warmth, and protect from wind and weather. Skin, the inner laying skin, keeping skin dry, provide mid layer, provide warmth, and the outer layer, shell layer, protect from wind and water. Usually, at least three layers are identified as follows. The inner layer, or base layer, provides comfort by keeping the skin dry. The mid layer, also called insulating layer, provides warmth. The shell layer, or outer layer, protects from wind and water. The purpose of the inner layer is to draw the sweat away from the skin to the next layers. The mid layer is needed in cold weather to provide additional insulation and good moisture transfer is desired. The mid-layer loses its insulating properties when wet or compressed. To create a gap between any adjacent layers, clothing may reduce the moisture transfer by capillarity action from one piece of clothing to another. The shell layer must have a good mechanical strength. Ideally, the shell layer lets moisture through to the outside while not letting wind and water pass through from the outside to the inside. Expensive materials consist of an inner lining, a permeable membrane, and usually a polyester or polyamide woven fabric. This picture shows a typical dense shell layer with membrane, woven polyester fabric with a membrane. Fabrics from natural fibers have mostly a poor dimensional stability. They crease and have a shrinkage or felting tendency, particularly with regard to washing. One of the big advantages of the synthetic fibers compared to the natural fibers is the good dimensional stability. Fine fibers like cotton, cashmere, or fine chemical fibers scratch considerably less than coarse wool or acrylic fibers. In general, the finer the fibers, the softer the handle. Real elastic fabrics are made with elastic filament yarns. You see here the elastic filament yarns. Elastic yarns are produced as a mixture of staple fibers or filament yarns with elastic filament yarns. There are two types of elastic yarns, elastic wrapped yarns. These are filaments or staple fibers which are wrapped with elastic filaments. Or elastic core yarns. These are pre-elongated elastan filaments wrapped with staple fibers. The disadvantage of the wrapped yarns compared to the core yarns is that the elastan filaments are apparent and give the fabric a special luster. With the core yarns, you don't see the elastan filament in the centrum. Now we come to Eau d'Odeur. Depending on whether the clothing is made of synthetic or natural fibers, the smell of sweat is to a greater or lesser extent notable. The activity of bacteria, in particular Micrococci, provoked unpleasant odor of perspiration. Sweat doesn't smell normally. Body odor is primarily on skin and secondary in close-fitting clothing. Clothing made of synthetic fibers smells stronger than clothing made of natural fibers. Natural fibers can absorb more odorous substances than synthetic fibers. Furthermore, it is known that bacteria multiply faster in synthetic fibers than in natural fibers. The chemical fiber industry has developed antimicrobial types of fibers with special additives, and these additives inhibit the rate of bacteria growth, but only up to a certain extent. Now we came to pilling. A fundamental characteristic of textile quality is the appearance of pilling or fluffs after washing or after a certain period of wear. Pilling occurs when fiber loosen out the fabric when they are stressed. These are mostly very short fibers that are not well bound in the yarn. These short fibers intertwine with long fibers that are well anchored in the yarns and fabric. This forms the unsightly pilling. Anchor fibers with low strength enable tearing and prevent pilling. Long, strong anchor fibers produce more pilling. Pilling is mainly a problem for knitted fabric with staple fibers. Knitted fabric with filament yarns don't pill because the fiber ends do not protrude. The shorter the fibers are, the higher is the pilling tendency. Blends of chemical fibers with short natural fibers have a high tendency of pilling. Blends of fibers with different strengths and lengths, like wool acrylic, cotton polyester, wool silk, cashmere silk, have a very high tendency of pilling. Twines have a lower pilling tendency than tangled yarns because the fibers are better bound in the yarn. The loosening of fibers begins at the production level of textiles. Therefore, you can already recognize a pilling tendency on unworn textiles. Filament yarns have no pilling tendency because there are no fiber ends. On fabric with a high pilling tendency, you see many of loose fibers on surface of the fabric. The surface is much hairier. You see the difference between here carded cotton and combed cotton. Carded cotton are mostly very short fibers. Now I came to the fibers. Natural fibers are, excluding real silk, have with varying lengths and thickness. Natural fibers have a high capacity for moisture absorption. They are dry to the touch until approximately 25 water absorption. They have a poor shape retention and a disposition to creasing, shrinkage, or felting. Therefore, all fabrics should be shrinked before manufacturing. They rarely become electrostatically charged, and they have a natural luster. Chemical finish, such as ease of ironing, crease resistant, decreased felting, etc., is often connected to a degradation of other properties, such as moisture absorption, strength, scent absorption, etc. Chemical fibers, these are synthetic fibers or cellulosic chemical fibers, are produced artificially with various thickness, lengths, cross-section. They are chemically modified to be dull, shiny, etc., with homogeneous properties. They are produced as continuous filaments or as staple fibers, mostly for blends with cotton or wool. Excluding the chemical fibers based on cellulose like viscose or modal or lyocell, chemical fibers have poor moisture absorption, poor scent absorption, and the tendency of electrostatic charging. The big advantage the big advantage, excluding viscose, excluding all cellulosic chemical fibers, is high dimensional stability. They are crease resistant without shrinkage and felting. Fibers with a diameter smaller than 10 micrometers are categorized as microfibers. And the chemical fibers have an artificial luster. Now I will explain the properties of some important fibers. Start with cotton. Cotton has a ribbon-like twisted structure and a dull luster. The fiber thickness is 12 to 18 micrometer, and the longer and finer, the costlier. The fiber length in medium staple is 26 to 30 millimeters. These are mostly carded cotton, and long staple, that is 32 to 42 millimeters, like the types like Pima, Mako, or Sea Island. Until 20% moisture absorption, cotton is still dry to the touch and is smooth and does not scratch to the skin. It has a high pilling tendency at short fibers with carded yarns. And the bio certificate ensures organic cultivation, but does not guarantee later toxins were used in dyes. Linen has a polygonal oval cross-section, a smooth surface, and a variety in thickness. The fiber thickness is 15 to 25 millimeters, fiber length 20 to 40 millimeters. It has a low elasticity and high creasing tendency. Wool has a round cross-section with varying diameter and a squamous, rough surface with a dull luster. The fiber thickness for merino wool is 17 to 25 micrometer, and for crossbred wool, 25 to 40 millimeters. And the longer and finer the fibers are, the more expensive. The fiber length is varying with a staple length. That means that by 10% of the fibers length approximately 60 millimeters. Until 30% moisture absorption, they still dry to the touch. We have a scratching due to the thickness and the rough surface, and a felting tendency when washed because of the squamous surface. And the pilling tendency is high at a high rate of short staples. Cashmere is like wool, only finer, has a round cross-section, a fiber thickness from 10 to 18 micrometers, also much finer than wool. The fiber length is approximately 50 millimeters, and the staple diagram like wool. The finer and longer, the more expensive are the fibers. Very fine, long cashmere fibers cost about 200 euros per kilogram. Coarser and shorter fibers cost only 40 euros per kilogram. But all is labeled as cashmere. Until 30% moisture absorption is dry to the touch and don't scratch because it's much softer than wool, because it's much finer than wool. It has a felting tendency when washed. And the pilling tendency is high for short fibers. Alpaca has a round cross-section with small scales, a soft handle, and a hollow core inside the fiber cross-section. The fiber thickness is 13 to 28 micrometers, the fiber length between 50 and 300 millimeters, and here is the same, the longer and finer, the more expensive. there are 20 natural colors there with alpaca. It has no pilling, and alpaca has very good heat insulation because of the fiber's hollow core. Air is the best insulating material. Angora has a round cross-section, a smooth surface, and is a very fine fiber, one of the finest fibers. And what it is interesting, it has air chambers inside the fiber. The fiber thickness is 18 to 40 millimeters, the fiber length 40 to 7 millimeters, and it can, until 60% moisture absorption, the fibers are still dry to the touch because of this air chambers. And it has a very good insulation because of these air chambers, and the insulation is 2.5 times higher than wool. Now we come to silk. Silk has an elliptical to triangular cross sections, has a smooth surface, and a special silk luster. Silk is very fine with a fiber thickness of 10 to 18 micrometers. But what is for you very interesting, we have four types of silk. The real silk, the natural silk, is endless and twined, and is the most expensive silk, with about 80 good quality, 80 euros per kilogram. The shop silk is the waste from the reeled silk, with lengths from 50 to 160 millimeters. The knoiled silk is the waste from the shop silk, with lengths of 10 to 50 millimeters, and with a price from about 10 euros against 80 euros per kilogram, but is labeled as silk. Then we have the tussar silk or wild silk with lengths from 40 to 100 millimeters. Silk is until 30% moisture absorption, still dry to the touch. Reeled and shop silk do not pill. Burette, as a knoiled silk, and tussar silk pill slightly. Now I turn to chemical fibers. We start with the cellulosic fibers, viscose, modal, lyocell, or tencel. And they are more water absorbent than cotton. Until 30%, like wool, until 30% moisture absorption is still dry to the touch. Viscose has a very low fiber strength with 25 centinewton protex and a very poor wet strength. This is a big problem for viscose. The wet strength is only 60% of the dry strength. Modal is an advanced viscose fiber with higher strengths, 10 centinewton higher, and also a higher wet strength, but only also 60% of the dry strength. That makes always problems at washing. And lyocell or tencel fiber has a high dry strength with 36 centinewton protex and a much higher wet strength. That is a big advantage of these lyocell fibers that are all cellulosic chemical fibers against viscose. The disadvantage of lyocell fibers is a tendency of fibrillation, and that you see in the fabric too after a special time of war. Now we came to polyester. Polyester has a smooth surface, a uniform thickness, and a synthetic luster. Polyester can be used to produce different fiber types for different applications, all is possible. That means low pilling fibers, antibacterial fibers, low flammability fibers, high elasticity with different cross sections, etc. Polyester has a moist absorption from maximum 0.5%. Polyester has a very good moisture transport and dries quickly. It has a high scent absorption, but lower for antibacterial types. Polyamide has a smooth surface, uniform thickness, and a synthetic luster. It has a very high elasticity and low creasing, and the water moisture absorption from 4%. It has a very high abrasion resistance and dimensional stability even when wet. And polyamide 6.6, it has a better elasticity and elastic elongation than polyamide. For nylon stocking, we take always polyamide 6.6 because of the better elasticity. Acrylic has a bean-shaped cross-section or T-shaped cross-section and has a ribbed surface and is similar to wool. They have very high bulk, high crimp, and high pilling tendency in blends with wool. Acrylic filaments are also the basis for carbon fibers. Acrylic filaments are converted by pyrolyse into carbon fibers for cars or for airplanes. Microfibers have a fiber thickness of 3 to 8 micrometers. They are very soft and used in production of very fine woven and knitted fabrics. The fibers have the same properties as the original fibers like polyester, polyamide, acrylic, and cellulose. You can produce microfibers from polyester, polyamide, acrylic, or cellulose. Elastane have a low strength, is always a filament, has a low strength and elasticity until 500%. And they are always filaments, I told. I would like to present you a method and equipment to identify fibers, yarns, or woven fabrics, woven and knitting fabrics. The technical devices for this procedure are a small LED microscope with a microscopic enlargement until 100 times magnification, a reference table with most of the important textile fibers, and adapter to adapt the microscope to your smartphone, and you compare the fibers in the fabric with the fibers on the reference table, and you can, with some experience, identify the fiber type in this picture here that is wool. I've shown you the pictures before that each fiber has its own characteristic. Furthermore, you can connect the microscope with the help of an adapter with your smartphone. In the picture mode, you can view the fibers on the display, you can take shots, and can transfer the photos. And you do not need a special app for this. And most of the pictures I've shown before were recorded with a standard smartphone and without a special app. In the next picture, you see a compilation recorded with a normal smartphone of the most important fibers. You see cotton, the ribbon twisted structure, You see wool, the round structure with a squamous surface. You see cashmere is finer than wool, mohair, silk. And you see lyocell, for example, is a very shiny fiber that is very similar to silk with a silky luster. You see polyester, the synthetic luster, and all fibers have the same thickness. You see polyamide, acrylic, and you see the microfibers, which are very, very fine. And you can buy this equipment at the booth Lounge 4 there for a special fashion price of 45 euros, available on booth Lounge 4. And the complete set consists of a special light microscope with enlargement 60 to 100 times, in a universal adapter, a reference table, as a universal adapter for all types of smartphones, and a manual with a description and explanation of the real important fiber properties for clothing. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to www.performancedays.eu. Copyright 2015 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.